This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello, members, fellow amateur operators. A good meeting on Thursday evening for the last meeting of the year. Thanks to Dr. Andrew, VK5CV, for his presentation on animal electricity and the history of discovery of how things work in the human body and how these things were discovered. And thanks to those that arranged the supper, the pies and pasties were well appreciated. They'd all gone by the time I got to the supper table. For those regularly listening to RAD, the noise appears to be abating in the last few days. We don't know what's causing it or where it's coming from, but it isn't as bad as it was in the first few days, which is a good thing. Thanks to all those that have been attempting to find out where it's coming from, there was a discussion on whether we should apply a CTCSS tone to the repeater after Paul, VK5PH, moved a motion that it be applied, but the majority voted against it. We'll keep trying to find out what it is that's causing it so that we can eliminate it. The annual dinner, i.e. the Christmas lunch, has been booked for Sunday the 14th of December at the Belair Hotel in the Hillsview Room for 12 o'clock. The fixed menu has been finalised and a number of members showed disappointment that there was no turkey on the menu. I've emailed the bistro to find out if this is possible. The cost will be $30 per person, payable on the day to the bistro. The club will subsidise with the $10 to cover the full $40 charge. Menu details and how to book will be forthcoming next week. As usual, information on our regular weekly nets can be found on our website, https://ahars.au/radio-nets, and there are some interesting things on our Facebook group page at https://www.facebook.com/groups/ahars. And that's all for this week. Cheers and 73 from John, VK5RJ.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
G'day one and all, this is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's North East Radio Club news. Well, it's the festive season again, and it won't be long, and the North East Radio Club Christmas dinner will be on. And it will be on Friday the 12th of December at the Modbury West Community Hall. Now, all the details will be in the next North East Radio Club news broadcast. And next Saturday, the 29th of November, at 2:30 in the afternoon, will be the next North East Radio Club meeting at the Modbury West Community Hall. And it will be Adam, VK5GA, giving a demonstration of amateur satellite communications. So come along and see how it's done. And next Sunday, the 30th of November, at 3:30 p.m., on VK5RHO 146.850 MHz, we will hear the next lecture in the Amateur Technical Segment Series, and this time the subject is Global Positioning Systems, commonly abbreviated to GPS, and also Doppler. So, tune into this broadcast at 3:30 p.m. and come up on the callback afterwards. Well, that's your lot for this week. Stay negative, 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. I've been trying to contact Ivan, VK5QV, that's VK5 Quebec Victor, without any luck. If any listeners can provide me with his current contact details, I would very much appreciate a call on 0459-524-092, that's 0459-524-092, or via email to secretary@surge.org.au. I repeat, secretary@surge.org.au. Once we have finished dealing with callbacks following this broadcast going to air here in Mount Gambier, A handful of us will probably be heading for the Gower Conservation Park in order to participate in the VKFF Activity Weekend. A number of our members have previously activated this park, which is situated just east of the Tantanoola Caves Conservation Park on the Prince's Highway between Mount Gambier and Millicent. We will probably be using our club's call sign, VK5 Sierra Romeo, but some members may use their own personal call signs at times. We plan on using our new club trailer and, weather permitting, we will have a barbecue as well. This will be a very casual and laid-back activation, as we are aiming primarily to hold a social day for club members, as well as a possible introduction to the joy of noise-free portable operations for those who have yet to experience it. Hopefully we get a good turnout of members. A number of jobs that have been on hold until after the hill climb will, hopefully, now get attention. Amongst them are repairs to our club antennas and the rotator, upgrading what fluorescent lights have not yet been upgraded to LEDs in a couple of rooms in our club complex, and a couple of other minor but important jobs. Unfortunately, we have lost two or three members due to non-renewal, with the possibility of a fourth. We have managed to attract a couple of new members recently, so the net loss is not too bad. This will probably start to happen more regularly from now on as our membership ages. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And from our friends in the Barossa Amateur Radio Club.
Hi, this is Nathan, VK5OG, from the Barossa Valley Amateur Radio Club. The Barossa Valley Amateur Radio Club has a new repeater on 70 centimetres, 438825 with a negative 7 offset, a subtone of 91.5 on transmit and receive. This repeater is also in FM mode and C4FM. We are also working on an all-star node, which number will be 553182, on this repeater, which will be here in the future. The call sign for the repeater is VK5RTG. They also run two APRS digipeaters. One, VK5RTG, which is at the same site as the new C4FM and FM repeater at Taylor's Gap of VK5RTG-1. And the other one is at Mount Kitchener, VK5RBV-1. The club also runs a 2-metre repeater at Mount Kitchener on 146825 with a negative 600 offset, and a subtone of 91.5 on transmit and receive. This repeater is also a member of the Adelaide Linked Repeater Network. The club also runs two beacons at the same site, which share the same call sign, VK5RBV, one on 2 metres on 144.456 megahertz, and the other one on 6 metres, 50.456. And this year, the club is celebrating its 40th birthday. We have a special event call sign, VI40BARC. We have the use of this call sign for the next 12 months, so check it out on qrz.com. And we'll be all happy to have a QSO with you with QSL cards via an eQSL. The club meets on the first Tuesday of every second month at Kodo Technologies, and every second meeting is a social one at some of the local pubs and clubs in the Barossa Valley. That's it for now. If I think anything else, we'll let you know in the future. This has been Nathan, VK5OG, member of the Barossa Valley Amateur Radio Club.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.